Good morning, everyone, from Santa Barbara, California. This is Marilyn O'Malley, your host, and or good evening or good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. And thank you for listening, because the art of love is our show today. And I am trusting it will be an awakening show for all of you in a variety of ways. So, and that leads me into why I do what I do. And I think this show best explains that is I am here to hold the space for transformation, and particularly for that transformation for highly sensitive and creative, or highly sensitive creative, because this world is changing very quickly, and the highly sensitive creative are essential for the transformation of humanity in this planet. And I have seen and experienced that a lot of highly sensitive creatives are living in their wounded stories, and they're not believing that they're as powerful as they are, and it is time to heal those wounds and traumas that they've had in past life or growing up. And in this life, and because it is pertinent, you are the energy forces of love. You know what it is like to be connected to source love. And because of your sensitivity, you know, you can see things and hear things and have this knowing energy that others can't see. And so you are here to help create new solutions to the problem, or new ways to do things in the world that are much more sustainable and healthy, how to live on this planet in a way that honors Mother Earth and honors each of us. And it all starts with you. And so my passion, and it's my calling also, it's like, you know, Source is knocking on my door and it just keeps saying, Marilyn, you know, wake up, help these people who are incredible, brilliant beings know their truth. And so today, this art of love is the basis, the foundation of why I do what I do and why I am calling out to all of the sensitive creatives and saying, wake up, heal. The world needs you. The time is now. There's no more waiting. There's nothing to be afraid of. And you are here to live boldly and not think any less of yourself. So that's why I'm doing the work that I'm doing. And the work that I'm doing is I'm helping those highly sensitive creatives that are here to help transform humanity, transform our the way that we do things on this planet, and wake others up. So it's sort of this domino effect. And so helping them be seen and heard, helping them transform old beliefs and limiting beliefs that are keeping them from knowing the love that they are, the power, the worthiness, that they are good enough, that all of the things, knowing their purpose, knowing their gift, being able to stand out in the world and share that and have an impact in the world. And that turns me on, and that's what I'm here to do, and that's what I'm here to help others do. And so let's continue on with the program here, because there's so much information. And so I shared with you the why I'm doing this and who the show is for. And I'd like to share a little bit more, excuse me, about me. I'm going to take a little sip of tea. So I've been intuitive and a sensitive for since I was in the crib. I can remember standing up in the crib and having a psychic conversation with my father and feeling things. And growing up, I felt very different from a lot of other people around me. I felt very sensitive about, you know, I'd cry happy and sad commercials. I would and people would just say, oh, you're so sensitive, or laugh at me, or why are you thinking about those things, Marilyn, when I would ask my friends questions, well, what do you think about this? What do you think they're doing in other countries? Or, and they would just be like, why are you spending your time thinking on that? And so because of this sensitivity, I felt weak, you know, it's how many of you have felt that? You know, it's like, it's our gift. And at the same time, when people go, oh, or whatever, then it's like we're feeling weak because of it, because we have this conditioning as a young child of judging ourselves and saying, why can't I move forward? Why is that affecting me? And it doesn't seem like they're affecting other people. And it's because they're numb. They're unconscious. And because also you are a feeling person and I'm a feeling person. So as I'm talking about myself, I'm also wanting to share what we really are, because growing up, I didn't feel I was much. I thought I was broken. Something's wrong with me. I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. So my self-worth was very low. And so I kept, and as a highly sensitive, what we tend to do is think and how can we make things better? And that turns us into perfectionists. And so we're always looking at how can I make other people happy? Because if they're happy, if everybody's happy around me, then I'll be happy. So I'm managing all these things outside of me in order for me to feel safe. And I just want to share, so I was very shy, very insecure, did not, I don't want to say didn't love myself, because there was a loving and a caring about myself, but I didn't like myself. I wasn't thinking I was good enough, so I wasn't liking what was or is, and so I was very critical of that, and so that's not very loving. And I was always criticizing and judging myself and comparing myself to the in crowd, you know, the you know, how do I look compared to the other girls in my school, you know, how do I show up in various areas, and whether it was playing sports, playing tennis or volleyball. I was always comparing myself and my body and my mind. And so very critical. I just want to share and give you an idea of where I was and where I am today. And so I do deeply, deeply care and love myself today. And that does not mean that I'm not critical and judging. On the whole, I'm much more loving. The critical and the judging is not as, it's not even, it's maybe 10% of my being. Anyway, so I just want to share this can share my transformation and with you to share with you that this is possible, and also I've done this. I also want to share with you that I've coached over 5,000 hours with clients, and the number one thing I would say, the whole thing moving through with everybody, is that they don't love themselves or don't like themselves. There is love, so but they're not feeling loving towards themselves. And so they haven't tapped in. They're thinking more in that critical. They're more in the thinking than they are in the feeling and in touch with who they really are. So, and then once I've helped them make the transition to really tapping in to who they are and living the art of love, that they have transformed their life and live a much fuller, happier, prosperous life, doing what they desire. There's much more harmony. It's much more 360 degrees. It isn't just business or just family or just their relationship. You know, it has to deal with their health and their mind and their living their pleasures and their desires, as well as, you know, creating a business. So everything's like in alignment. So they have healthy relationships. They have lots of friends. They're doing things that turn them on and that are fulfilling and meaningful to them. And I have to say, too, that I want to say that, you know, in doing this art of love, of helping people get in touch with who they are and that love that they are has saved people's lives. I've had people... I've worked with people in recovery and with drug and alcohol addiction, and also people that don't have that have had traumatic experiences that really were not, that felt so broken that they were, they were thinking of taking their life. And actually people, I did not know that, and they came back to me later and said that helping them do this, that they found themselves. They came home to themselves. They weren't broken. And so anyway, I just want to share that, you know, no matter where you are on this journey of loving, liking, hating, feeling your brokenness, doing well at loving yourself now, and I can help you love yourself even more. But so wherever you are on that spectrum, I just want you to sort of check in and see, like, if a one was like really feeling you're broken and not liking who you are, and a 10 was, you know, madly, deeply in love with yourself. And some of you, wow, I can just feel like, whoa, that feels so selfish. Well, we'll talk about that later. But it's not. So to feel where you are on that spectrum and just get an idea, and then you can look at it at the end or and use that as a marker of moving forward in your life. Because we want you to, I love to get you to as far as a 10 as you can be, because that is a major shift in your life. That is where you will be living the life that you're meant to live, the life that you desire, and you will be in your power and turned on about life and living in this what you might, it feels like a magical place. But once you see that it's like every day is magic, every moment is magic, everything that you do is magic, and you have control of that. You have control of the things that you choose. Okay, so let's go on with the art of love. And the reason I call it the art of love is because you, it is the art of your design of love. You are designing your love. You are creating your life. You are the architect of your life. And love, when you were born, even before you were born, you're pure divine energy, which is the energy that is everything, is God, is everything that we are all connected into. It is God, Buddha, Allah, you know, it has pure love in it. And when you come into this world, when you are born, you come in as this pure, divine, loving energy that is worthy of everything. You come in with this soul that is just coming in to create. It is coming into, and that's why the art too, it's like you are, your life is a constant creation. You are a ball of creative energy. And it just wants to keep creating. And you come in worthy. There is no God, no source, nobody in that energy field that is going, Susie gets to be loved and John doesn't, and Marilyn gets to be prosperous, and Frank, you're going to struggle. And that is not it. We all come in with the same opportunity, the same infinite possibility. But what makes us all different is that creative energy inside of us. And so just close your eyes for a minute and imagine yourself as that baby being born in the world. Imagine that pure, go back and just your body knows, like get out of your head and just allow your body to experience that feeling of pure love, of that worthiness, that being, that creative energy that you are, that divine energy. Let your feelings drop down into your gut, around your heart, a little bit below your heart. Find your soul. And let yourself sink into that. And even if it's a little trickle, just tap into it. There is a ball of creative, loving energy that is you. Just allow yourself to feel this right now. Allow yourself to crack open if this is really hard for you. Just allow, you're all right. You'll be all right. In fact, it's going to be incredible when you allow yourself to feel this energy. Time is for you to start feeling this energy and living from it. Humanity needs you now. The universe, the planet needs you now. It needs you to step in to who, the truth of who you are. So feel, start to feel that pulsing, that fire, that creative energy, the truth of who you are. So we come in. Go ahead and just keep holding that energy and keep letting it grow as we talk here. So, and allowing yourself, you know what also I want you to do? I want you to imagine connecting in through your crown chakra. Imagine from your heart area, from that soul area. Imagine like a beam of light going straight up through your body, up out through the top of your head and connecting into source. Connecting connecting into your higher self, into that source energy, into the bigger spirit. Just, you know, so you have your it's around us and through us all the time, but this is your direct line. Like you have a your private line, telephone line into source. And allow that connection, allow that energy to start flowing down through the top of your head. Flowing down and flowing into your body and filling up. And again, feel. Allow yourself to feel. Really important to feel. A lot of highly sensitives, we think about what we feel because we grew up not liking what we were feeling. I'll talk about that a little bit more too. But just allow yourself to right now just feel the energy, to feel supported, to feel the love and the healing energy pouring in. And allow yourself to let go of anything that is keeping you from experiencing the love that you are and the healing energy of source and your natural healing ability, your energy. So let go of what's in the way. You don't have to know what it is, just let go. Let go of anybody else's energy. Let go of, and just allow all of that to just sort of fall into Mother Earth. Imagine it just falling down into the earth, and Mother Earth will transmute that or send it back to the other person. Allow yourself to let go of your story you've been living in that has you being weak and powerless and less than or broken or unworthy or not good enough. Just let it go. Just let it go. We don't have to live in it anymore. You don't have to play in the drama of that. You don't have to relive that. You get to choose new in this moment, right here, right now. Every moment moving forward, you get to choose new. And so allow yourself to feel that love, that healing. Feel supported. Feel supported by Mother Earth, the energy underneath you coming up into your body, up around your system that supports you. Feel supported by spirit, by all of the energy and love surrounding you, connection to everything, by source, God, Buddha, whatever you want, whatever you name you give it, the quantum field, universe. You are not alone. So what happens? We come into the world. We're filled with this natural love of ourselves and life and others. And this creative energy that wants to be expressed out, that's ours, that's what makes us unique. That's what makes us us. Nobody else has that imprint. I want to, here's a poem by Rumi that I love. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. So you're not seeking for love, because here's the thing, most of us, we were trained all of a sudden, you know, we come in with this natural love that we are, because we are it. When you find that out, you are a well, you are a bubbling spring of love. You are never without love. But you sort of put a cap on it. And how that cap came or got pushed down was we were trained as children that somebody loves us. So to get love, we have to get it from somebody else. You know, we have to show up a certain way and somebody will give us loving. Now, how that shows up and how our appreciation of love, whether it's like receiving things, people doing things for us, people telling us that they love us, giving us gifts, treating us in certain ways, etc. That's how we start to define love. And then if the world doesn't show up that way, then we think something's wrong with us, because if we were lovable, then the world would show up and love us, would give us all those things that would validate us that we are lovable and therefore we are loved. And so we grow up, start, you know, with this information instead of love is within you, you're always love. You are a natural source of love. The love that you are is you. And so how do we learn this? So it becomes a programming. So as a little kid, I do a lot of work with the chakras and the vows and the beliefs that we've created around the chakras. And so starting at the first chakra, it, you know, has to do with basic survival. What's real? How to, you know, having a food, having warmth, getting, you know, having our parents take care of us because as babies we can't take care of ourselves. You know, reacting to them in order to get whatever it is that we're feeling is that to get our basic needs met. And it's also our loyalty to our family. So a lot of times, so growing up, that individuated creative expression of who we are is shut down because maybe we had a mother who was overwhelmed or depressed or an alcoholic or, a highly sensitive herself, and she couldn't handle anything more in her life. So she needed her children to be quiet and calm and don't cause me any more overwhelm or stress. And it had nothing to do with you. It had to do with her. But you thought something's wrong with me because I can't get my needs met through her. And so therefore, I must not be worthy of her love or good enough for her love. Something's wrong. And then the other thing is being sensitive is you're probably picking up on her feelings of her not feeling good and her not liking herself or loving herself or taking care of herself. And you took those on as your own because you could not differentiate yourself, your energy from your mother's or your family. So you just think that's yours. And as we grow and mature and learn what I'm going to share with you today, then we can start to say, oh, that's their energy and this is my energy. And we don't take it personally. We don't take it on as ours. And a lot of times that's what can make us sick also. So we're picking up on our parents' energy or somebody in our family's energy, and it feels yucky. I'm using child's language now. You know, it just doesn't feel good. And so we think we don't feel good. And we don't want to feel that, right? So, and we don't want to not feel good about ourselves, so we don't want to feel that in ourselves either. So that's a lot of times, well, we'll go up into the thinking, get out of the feeling, or we even go up into the spirit, okay, I'm not hanging out here. It's just too much to handle, and I'm just going to sort of escape this reality and go into more of the spiritual, meditating, just be out of my body, be more connected to my angels and guides and the spirit world because I can remember that more. I remember that as a nice, cozy place to be from before I was born. And so again, just sort of seeing how this all relates. And so, So, and then the loyalty, so you just say, okay, so I'm not going to be the unique creative me and that loving energy. I'm seeing I have to show up in a certain way to be loyal for my family. I can't stand out or it's not safe for me to be seen and heard. And then the second chakra is about desires and preferences, and it's also so growing up. And again, I'm talking, you know, it also has to do with sex and money, but I'm talking about you as a child right now. And so as a child, it's like, you have needs and desires, and you have certain things that you like and you don't like. You know, you're feeling your way, you're experiencing things. And so in this process, again, because of your loyalty and getting your basic needs met and that whole survival you know, what do I have to do to survive as a child to be taken care of and get my desires and needs met? And it might be that you started to be like the family and not be you. It, you know, it moves into like, well, I can't get my desires and needs met, so and I'm not good enough to get them met, so I'm not even going to feel them. I'm not even going to have them. I'm just going to be strong and do whatever I have to do to move on, and I won't ask for help because I don't want to be denied and that would feel terrible. So I'm going to even stop asking, and I'm just going to do what I have to do to survive here. And then the third chakra is around is feeling safe to be, to individuate, to be the powerful you. And again, the first chakra, if you feel safe in the first chakra to be you, then the second and the third chakra follow suit. You know, then you feel safe to ask for your needs and get them met. And even if they don't get met, that, you know, it you still feel safe for asking and having those, having the preferences and being you. And then in the third chakra, if you feel safe, then it feels like, oh, you know, it's all right to be me. It's safe to be me. It's safe to be different than everybody else. It's safe to exert my preferences, and safe to address the way that I feel creatively that I want to dress. It's safe to express how I'm experiencing the world. And but if it doesn't feel safe, then again, this sort of gets shut down. And all of that shuts down. As that shuts down, that's where, you know, we start to feel that we are, again, not good enough, not worthy, and we have to conform to the ways that we think we think other people want us to be in order to get those things met. So we dampen or put a damper on our natural creative energy. And that also is dampening because we become critical and we're judging all the time and we're sort of finding our way for the survival, who we have to be and are we good enough. So it's not really loving energy. Because we actually end up then as adults sacrificing ourselves in order to not be abandoned, in order to fit in order to what we think is being loved, get the validation from the outside world to us. And so it isn't deeply taking care of ourselves. And I want to reframe also love. Because I've worked a lot on my love. I've studied love and relationships. I've worked with my clients with love and love and relationships. And so I know right now I'm talking about more of your inner work, but this relates, this is overflows into relationships and everything that you do in your life. And one of the things that I came across that I found really it just hit home. It felt right. And so see how you feel about this. But it was about that, you know, when we say love, it automatically goes to judging because it's like, does he love me? Does she love me? You know, love has like this measurement on it. And so we're constantly like checking in to see if it's like, you know, if 0 to 10, 10 being pure love and again, 0 being, you know, there's none. And so we're constantly gauging. And in that way, what we're doing is we're actually setting ourselves up to look for the less than, look for it all the ways that we're not loved. And love isn't about that. So I actually changed love to deeply caring. There's no judgment about that. And, you know, you don't have to go into, you know, is rating it. It's like, oh, there's a deeply caring, you can You can you feel the energy around that, the difference? And love can also, it's like some people, you know, grew up with people that, parents that didn't know love. And so it was like, you know, they would, I'm going to spank you, or I'm going to whack you because I'm going to teach you this lesson out of love. And all they knew was like, you know, abuse as love, or, you know, negative conditioning as that this is love. And so you don't grow up that deeply caring and nurturing of that creative, and I'm going to say loving, because I want it, it's loving energy. It's not are you love, but it's loving, that source loving energy that you are. It's deeply caring and nurturing of that. And it starts with you. It starts with you knowing and deeply caring and nurturing who you are. So wherever you are in this spectrum of the art of loving yourself, right, is now you can start looking at it as like, am I deeply caring for myself? You know, this deeply caring is a creative endeavor, and it requires courage, it requires trust and faith and vulnerability and boldness and playfulness and liberation and acceptance. It's a creative force in itself. How can you deeply care and be loving towards yourself? At this moment, in every moment. One of the ways to heal, so I want to give you a tool here. One of the ways to heal, and if there's any questions, if you have any questions so far, just go ahead and if you're on the internet, just go webcast, just go ahead and write in any questions. And if anybody on the call, just hit star 2 if you want to raise your hand. But it's the Ho'oponopono prayer. And I have found this very valuable to say to my inner child, that child that I do a lot of inner child work around this area, because it's your inner child who's driving your life right now, if you haven't done a lot of work. Your inner child is the one that's making decisions, that's along with your ego to be safe in order to survive. And I want to share with you, the ego does not know the future. It doesn't know infinite possibilities. The ego only knows the past. So it cannot serve you in making new decisions. So it can't serve you in making new decisions about taking better care of yourself and loving yourself. So the Ho'oponopono prayer is, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And what you do is you say this to your little girl or to yourself. And you can make this a mantra. I'm sorry for thinking that you are anything else but whole and complete and divine and loving. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry for thinking you were broken. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. See, you can just keep going and just say it and say it and receive it. Receive that energy in you, wherever you're at now, whatever happens, for thinking anything less than the truth that you are worthy. So the other thing that really helped me grow and know the love that I am was when I started growing my spirituality. And when I learned about the quantum field, and that we're all connected, that there's all this one energy, and this one energy is there, that I am it and everything is of it, and that we are all connected, that I am not separate. You know, I made myself a victim, and I kept my suffering going, thinking I was different. I was living in my story of victimhood. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. These things wouldn't have happened to me in my life if I was. And when I got that also my spirituality and being connected was that I could also change. That I was empowered, that my reality started with me and what I perceived my life to be and who I perceived me to be. It wasn't the other way around from the world outside in. So to stop judging is one of the biggest things. So I'm going to share some of my art, the art of love, to you. So, and what I'll do is in the newsletter tomorrow, as I will have all of these in there for you. The art of love is experiencing a greater intimacy with your own soul through your inner work, emotional exploration, meditation, being in the now, and happiness. The art of love is knowing we are love, powerful, creative, divine, limitless, eternal and infinite spiritual beings who co-create reality with the universe according to our vibration, our energetic frequency related to all that we think, say, do, believe, and feel. Again, your inner world creates your outer world. So this is the motivation for you to change that inner programming that is going on. This is where I can help you. This is why I do this radio show. This is why I write my blogs. This is why I do my newsletters, to help you change that limiting mindset, the old programming that is not your truth, in order for you to stop living your story, your wounded story, so that you can go out in the world from that loving, creative self that you are and express what it is that you are here to do, because you are here to help humanity and this planet. And we need you now. It is not, there's no time. You know, you're wasting your life. Don't waste your life. You've got to be big and bold and do this, and you do need support. I would not have been able to make the changes in my life that I've made without support, without my coaches, without my mentors, without reading books. You have to do the work to heal. We created all these ways to heal, but yet people aren't doing the work. And I'm sorry, I'm very passionate about this. This needs to happen. There's no more, you know, no more rationalizing you staying stuck, you struggling. There is no more reason for it. There is no excuse, because you are the designer of your life and you are designing that struggle, that pain from that old programming. And I know you might not have been aware of it before, but you are now. So there's no more excuses. You have an incredible life to share with all of us. The art of love is accepting, claiming, and celebrating the divine that is your life, that your divine reality. The art of love is understanding your truth is personal, powerful, and unique. And there are a number, there's infinite possibilities for that to realize, for that to come into manifestation. And you get to choose. You get to choose how that happens. And when you get to, when you understand this, when you can really wrap your mind around that you are creating your life and your programming, you know, so your old programming is running the show right now, is driving your life. It's the architect. That old programming is the architect of your life right now. And until you become the architect in the present moment, in the now, designing it consciously yourself, nothing will change. But once you start to consciously say, this is what I desire, this is what I would like to feel in my life, this is what these are my needs, and I want them met, and et cetera, and you start choosing, and this is what I want to create. This is the creation that is being called forth in me, and I'm scared to death, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to find support. I'm going to get out there. Once you understand that that's you, whether you're living your old wounded story or whether you're creating the new one, then you also get that everybody else in your life, everybody else in the world is doing the same thing. And so then you won't take personally how other people are showing up in your life. You'll understand they're either coming from their wounded story or they're stretching and growing and creating what their soul wants to create in their life, and you can honor and value that. And know that nobody else knows what your soul wants to create. You have to do that. You have to listen. The art of love is feeling your way through your soul, rather than thinking it through your head. And that will help you make better decisions and help you guide your way. So it's using your intuition. It's listening to your body. So consciousness is feeling. Thinking is unconsciousness. So we need, highly sensitive need to start coming down into their body and feeling. It won't be, you can process through the feelings fairly quickly, but you've got to honor that you're a feeling person. When you don't honor your feelings, when you're trying to push them away, and what you push persists, but when you acknowledge that you're a feeler, there's no way that you can't feel. That is so loving. You are loving and deeply caring and honoring who you are. And to be moved by anything is very conscious and alive and vibrant and engaged. And it gives you information. So the art of love is becoming a conscious spirit embodied by becoming a witness to our story rather than the story itself. So become a witness to, this is how I've been choosing to live my life. These are the things that happened in my life, but you don't have to live it. You're not being it. It's like, that happened, and this is what I'm choosing today. This is what I've learn from those, and I take from those, and the juiciness of that life, and this is what I move forward creating. The art of love is making conscious choices that reflect our truth, not another person, being yourself, individuating, understanding you are unique, and we need your uniqueness. We need your unique insight. We need your sensibilities and your sensitivities to help solve problems, to see where the problems are, to come up with new solutions of ways to living. You have that information to create beauty in the world and music in the world so people can raise their vibration. The art of love is knowing what resonates with you in your life. What is it that turns you on? What is it that, where you connect in to, where are you a vibrational match for others? You know, it's like getting in tune with your vibrational frequency and raising that. What makes you happy? Let's see, the art of love is understanding that your internal thoughts, beliefs, actions create your life. Again, that you are the architect. The art of love is accepting what is, being in the moment, knowing that you are creating every moment and you are directing that. The art of love is opening up to our unique channels to spirit through your authentic living. Again, everybody will do this differently. Some meditate. Some need beautiful environments and quiet around them. Others love being surrounded by people and friends and bright colors. And others are, you know, so it's whatever you do in whatever field you're in. Is it designing beautiful clothes for people? Or is it being an innovator and creating new sustainable gifts in the world? Or is it being a doctor and treating people with respect and understanding their energetics, not just Western medicine? So all over the place, whether it's just being a mother or a father and just the being overflowing, letting your creative energy and that love that is in you just overflow and get that your children have their own energy and expression and honoring and valuing that, like modeling that for your children, for the people around you, that's huge. Just letting that love pour out and overflow. You don't have to give. You don't have to do. You don't have to be anything in order to be loved. You already are. And I want to say also safe, since we've talked about survival and safety, that the idea of safety is inside of you. It is not outside of you. You can have all the security systems. You can have all the money in the world. You can have bodyguards, et cetera. And you, if you do not feel safe inside, you will not feel safe. You will not feel safe. It's an inside job. So doing whatever it is inside you to understand that you are safe and you are creating the architect. You know, if you give, we don't feel unsafe when we give our power away. So once you understand your power and the power to create, the power to decide, the power to, you know, create and get your needs met in the world, it's a decision. It's you authorizing, you directing. Then your safety level, your sense of safety goes way up, way up. I did not feel safe, and I did this work and have helped many others do this work. You can feel safe. Let's see. So anyway, I will add these, you know, to the email that I send out tomorrow, but you are here to have your soul creatively express itself boldly without any resistance or reliance on approval from others in the world. You are here to express you. Please, please step forward and do that. If any of you need help, you can have a free consultation with me. I will show you what is possible. Do this work. Listen to this over and over again. Surround yourself with people with like mindsets that understand loving themselves is not selfish. Loving yourself is the most deeply caring thing that you can do for yourself and for humanity, because whatever you do for yourself gets reflected out in the world. And if each of us starts to deeply love and care for ourselves and honor who we are, and what if everybody around us started doing that, we would change the world. And it's one person at a time. And so I'm calling you forth. If you know you have a calling and you are here to help humanity and you are here to help the planet, please start, crack open, allow yourself in a deeply loving way to crack open and hold yourself there. And if you want support, I'm here, or there's many others that are helping. Find what feels aligned with you. And let's do this work together. We're here, and all of us are in our creative spirit. If we're all honoring our soul and what wants to be created, we're here to be creating together, not alone. It's no more me, 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 me. We are at a time where it is to come together, to help serve each other, to help grow. And my prayer for you is that you experience your creative energy from that divine essence of love and power that you are, and that it sparks a tremendous wave of transformation for you and all the people around you and for this planet, and that you know how loved and how loving you are and how worthy you are, and that there is nothing standing in your way except for that old programming, except for your new choice. And to honor yourself, because you are a juicy work of art. Yes. Every day, every moment, you are creating this, your life, which is a piece of artwork, which is a creative artwork in motion constantly. And I will be looking for you, and I see you, and I want to hear you, and so do other people. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any questions? Anybody? I don't see any questions on the monitor for the webcast. If you have any, please write them in. And anybody have any questions? If you have questions later, please contact me. You can go to my website, marilynomalley.com, MarilynOmalley, or check me out on Facebook. You can, and there's information there. You can send me a direct email. I look forward to speaking with you next week. All right, take care.